This is Ted Kennedy. American forces are being cut back in the Persian Gulf. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as you probably know, I spent some time in December visiting our troops in the Persian Gulf. It's not true that I was traveling around the world looking for a country where I can run for higher office. Actually, the Pentagon was terrific to me, even though they gave me a one-way ticket. But seriously, Al, even a hardliner like yourself must have some reservations about our mission impossible in the Gulf. We're spending millions to protect oil for Europe and Japan, yet our military presence hasn't done a thing to stop the war. Now, Defense Secretary Carlucci is doing the right thing by scaling back our forces to reduce the danger of a terrorist attack. Admit it, Al, the best hope for peace in the Persian Gulf is international diplomacy. Without it, we'll only be sucked into the wider war that no one wants.
Well, I heard that a famous American entertainer was visiting our troops in the Persian Gulf, Ted. Was that you or Bob Hope? The United States policy of keeping the Persian Gulf open to shipping is a successful one. Our Secretary of Defense, Frank Carlucci, has personally found that our forces in the Gulf are doing a fine job. He is scaling back because the job can still get done, but with fewer men and less equipment. You just can't seem to bring yourself to commend Ronald Reagan for any sound foreign policy effort. You originally made some awfully dark and dire predictions about our escort efforts in the Persian Gulf, Ted. They just haven't panned out for you. That must be frustrating. With ever-continued vigilance, we will maintain our appropriate presence in the Persian Gulf. The Iranians know that now. How come you haven't figured it out, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on taxpayer financing of political campaigns. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.